I was touched last night by a verse and that impacted me in a real personal way. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love." In the Amplified, I think we have it, it says, "There is no fear in love, dread does not exist, but full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of the door, outdoors, and expels every trace of terror, for fear brings with it the thought of punishment, and so he who is afraid has not reached full maturity of love, and has not yet grown into love's complete perfection." And this passage, basically this verse, ministered to me in a real personal way. I had some warfare last night, and this stuff, it was one of those things that came out of nowhere kind of deal, and I'm feeling a little bit physically challenged. I know we got a lot of people sick today and various things, but I was feeling kind of some attack of fear and anxiety and some bizarre things, and I was praying a little bit about it. I was trying to rebuke. I don't really know how to do that, but you know, I was doing whatever I was doing, and really it wasn't until this verse was brought to my mind that immediately in a moment when that revelation came that love cast out fear, there was just an immediate release of peace within my life as I meditated on the love of God and what he had given me. So this passage, I wanted to minister it to us just for a moment and to encourage us together to war for, to press in together for a revelation of the love of God. There's two laws in this verse, basically. One is that when fear is existing in our life, fear of what man thinks, fear about money, fear about anything, then that means that there is not perfected love within our lives. Or what that word perfected means is maturity or completeness, all right, is what that's talking about. There's a lack of understanding of the love of God, of what he's given to us, and how he's taken care of us if fear is existing within our life. As we've shared multiple times before, the Lord seems to give no room. Like, oh, you guys, I know it's tough on planet Earth. Have a little fear. There's no room for that in the Bible. It's like over 365 times, fear not, fear not, fear not. And what this scripture will tell us is that, number one, if fear is existing, that love is not complete. And then also on the positive side, that when love comes, when there's that revelation of the love of God, it casts out fear. There's a real dynamic that happens there. So whether we're fearing judgment or sickness and death or man's opinion or money, lack thereof, or missing out on God's will, whatever it might be, these issues of fear have to be dealt with. And I want to encourage us this morning to labor for a fresh revelation of the love of God. I feel like I'm incomplete in that, and I want to go deeper in it. And there is clearly attack from the enemy to keep us from having a revelation of the love of God. I mean, real overt attack, because when the love of God is there, then fear is gone. And fear is that atmosphere that the enemy moves in and enemy spirits move in, just like faith is the atmosphere where the Spirit of God moves. And so the enemy is obviously trying to intimidate us and get us scared to death that we're going to get hurt, we're going to have the judgment, or we're going to, you know, miss out on something, or people are going to judge us, all those things. And so I don't know how many of you struggle with fear, but I would imagine it's the high majority of everyone in this room. And so I wanted to encourage you about this, because clearly the scriptures say that we're supposed to be praying for revelation about the love of God. In Ephesians chapter 3, 18 and 19, Paul will write, one of his prayers is, "May the Lord strengthen you, and so may he give us power to comprehend with everyone, with all the saints, the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of the love of God." That you and I could know a love that's beyond knowing, so that we might be filled to the fullness of God. And what, if Paul's praying for it, it means that it's up for contention. That there's a war about our weak little hearts fully comprehending the love of God. And if that happens, if we're incomplete in that love and that knowledge, then we're going to have fear and have fear thinking happen within our lives. And I know many of us, our brains are stained by shame thinking and by rejection thinking and by all kinds of pain and wounding that's happened, and we have a hard time receiving that God loves us. In fact, help me quote, and I'm going to quote it in King James, John 3:16. Ready? Here we go. "For God so loved the world that he gave his..." that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Man, I've been reading NIV and ESV forever, and I still quote that in King James. But it basically says in there that God so loved the world. He loves the world. And I think that a lot of us, it's easier for us to understand, okay, he generally loves the world, but he's specifically putting up with me. I think that's where most people exist. We think the Lord's just putting up with our unbelief, our lack of devotion, our failures and various things. So it's one thing to know that he loves generally the whole world and sent his son in the gospel. It's another thing to know that he specifically loves me. To hear the I love you straight from Yahweh, the God of the universe, I really, really love you. And that really goes deep into your heart and eradicates fear and all those kinds of things. So we've got to pray for that. We need to meditate on it. Psalms 48:9 says, We have meditated on your steadfast love in the midst of the temple. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just stirring up and marinating your heart, giving you some ideas I want you to think about with me. Pray together for the love, revelation of the love, and for us to meditate on the love of God together. And then the Lord calls us to abide in that love. Now listen, there's all kinds of warfare around you understanding this. And so what we got to do is we got to dig in. I don't know how you're doing on this snowy, cold day. And I know multiple of our family are traveling and sick this morning. But this morning, we've got an opportunity to labor together, to agree together in Jesus' name for a fresh revelation of the love of God. Because I know for sure what will happen is confidence will be built in you. You'll get secure in life. You won't be as into money and fame as much if you're secure in the love of God. And especially fear and anxiety and depression and dread over job and everything really can be driven from your heart if you get a revelation of the love of God. I love the quote by D.L. Moody. It's one of my favorite quotes. I quote it all the time. But he was noticing in his ministry he wanted more of the power of God. So he'd been crying out for the power of God, power of God. And in a hotel room in New York, he writes down in his diary, I had such an overwhelming experience of the love of God that he had to ask God to stay his hand lest he die. He felt he would die from the pressing in love of God that was in his heart. He said from that point on, he preached the same sermons at the same revival sites of various deal, but this time, tons of people were getting saved. I mean, thousands were coming to the Lord where he had preached sermons before and there was not much impact. And he said it was all because the anointing of God came upon him and he got confident and filled with the love of God in his life. So I want to pray this morning. Jonathan, I don't know what song you have. You just be led by the Spirit. But I want to ask that the Holy Spirit would break in and give us a revelation of his love. It will really transform your life. If you're feeling like unloving to God, you don't have much affection and zeal for him, I get that. And I want to tell you a formula. You do not need to sit there and try to work up more love for God. You got to remember this law. In 1 John 4:19, a couple verses later after what we read, it says, we love what? Because he first loved us. You're made to be a responder. He's the great, glorious stimulator. We love because he first loved us. So if you're feeling low in your passion to worship, low in your passion of devotion, listen, you don't need to try more. What you need to do is pray and ask God, fill me with a revelation of your devotion to me, of your love for me. Break in and transform my heart with the exhilarating understanding of how much you love me. When we lose that, our love goes cold and it ebbs down slow. So let us together pray and ask the Lord to help us. So Father, in Jesus' name, I'm asking, just around this little devotion about love, would you release a revelation of how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ? Lord, our hearts that are maybe ebbing low in our love for you, love for others, we need to be freshly recharged. So I thank you that you so love the world, all the people, groups, and nations, and in all the history of time that you sent your Son. But I am asking for specific revelation for everyone in the room today. The young, the middle-aged, and the old, could they clearly hear you speak to them personally that you love them? Especially those that are under fear and anxiety, troubled, static in their heart. They can't even hardly hear the words I'm saying. boredom, those that are in boredom in their spiritual life. Lord, fascinate their hearts. Awaken their hearts with a fresh revelation of love. Lord, give us power together to comprehend with all the saints how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, that we might know a love that's beyond knowing, that we might be filled to all the fullness of God.